Your relationship with your body is the longest relationship you will ever be in. You must have unconditional permission to eat in order to make peace with food. What is your self-talk like about your body? If you wouldn't say that to a loved one about their body, what makes it okay to say it to yourself? This is a safe virtual space where we are going to dig into deep heart-to-heart combos that all come back to our relationships with food and body. Welcome back to another episode of the Fine Food Freedom Podcast. This is your host, Sam Previtt. Welcome back to the pod and welcome back to the school year. School is now in session. The amount of clients I just got off, actually a voice memo back and forth convo with a previous client of mine, and she was saying how her kids are headed back to school. My kids went back to school last week, and I started to share some of just the footage of me putting together their lunch boxes. And I was like, you know what? Would people want to see this? And I put up an Instagram story, and 97% of our Instagram community said they want to know more about back to school lunches. That's probably the most that everyone has been in agreement on a poll ever. I don't think I've ever gotten 97% saying one thing. So I thought, you know what? That means yes. I also shared last week's episode was feeding yourself is hard as fuck when you have children. So definitely go listen to that if you haven't already. But at the end of that episode, I was talking about how multiple friends of mine have been texting me like, what lunch boxes do I get? How do I pack? Like, some of these kiddos are going off to preschool and daycare and school for the first time. And these moms were asking me, and I was like, you know what? If I have multiple friends reaching out about this, this is probably a really good topic to talk about. And of course, there's no right or wrong way to do this, but I think there's definitely things as a dietitian when I'm packing lunches for my kiddos, specifically dietitian from like a nutrition perspective, but also as an intuitive eating counselor, thinking about creating a healthy relationship with food for the kiddos, like what I'm thinking about. So wanted to share some of that. But before we get into the bulk of that for today's episode, I do want to share our Fine Food Freedom win of the week. So the win of the week is always wrote in by, it could be somebody on Instagram, someone on TikTok, a client sent it to us. It could be a podcast review. It could be anything from anyone in our online community. And so this was a DM that I received on August 5th. It looks like I screenshotted it. It says, never in a million years did I think it would be possible to work with your team. Thank you so much for continuously sharing these posts and the opportunities to work with you guys using my insurance benefits. It was so easy to check my benefits. I'm very grateful for all that you do. I love your content and your podcast as well. Thank you so much to the person who wrote this. This makes me so happy. But I get the happiest when I read messages of people having no idea that they could work with our team using their health insurance benefits. And then they do a benefit check and then they realize, holy shit, not only can I work with this team, but I can work with them for free. So if you have not done a benefit check already, I highly, highly recommend. I would love to invite you to do so. You can click the link in the show notes below. You can go on Instagram. You can go on TikTok. Anywhere on the internet that you find Fine Food Freedom, you will find this link. And it's very simple. You put in your state, you put in your insurance plan, and we will let you know pretty immediately if you have coverage or not. If you have full coverage, you'll be able to go to our scheduler right away and schedule with the dietitian that moment that you check. If we're not sure if you have coverage, because some plans are a little sneaky and we need some more info, we will send you it'll say like, thank you for submitting. We will send you an email as soon as we get an update, because sometimes we need to get more stuff. And then if for any reason you do not have coverage, which I know that sucks because I want everyone to have coverage, but if you do not, we will gift you 1 month of the Fine Food Freedom membership completely free. So that includes three live calls for the first month. And then if you want to continue with the membership, it is only $27 a month. And it is such a great level of support. So really there's no bad outcome here. Either you have coverage with our team, and if you don't, then you get a free month of coverage with our team. So we do not want finances to be the reason that you're not getting the support that you want or need. So please, 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 again, head over to the show notes or Instagram and TikTok and get those benefits checked. Okay. Without further ado, let's get into the back to school content. This was something, again, we left off with last week. I do think if you're a parent, listening to last week's episode can be really helpful because it helps remove the morality from packaged foods. And then I actually did one that was a little less parent focused, that it was probably 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago at this point, not too far back if you scroll, that says you are allowed to eat packaged foods, because I've been seeing so many, I don't even want to call them health influencers because that's a made up term, but I've been seeing so many people online just demonizing everything at the grocery store. So that is also a really good episode that kind of parlays into today's message. But so the reason I say that is because today we are going to talk a little bit more about like nutrition science and macronutrients and really like how to pair foods together. And that can feel a little diety for those who still have morality attached to food. So that's where, you know, a friendly reminder that every single person listening to this podcast has a different relationship with food. They're at a different place in their journey. You're at a different place in your journey, right? Than anyone else. So really check in with yourself when you're listening and recognize that when I am talking about carbs, protein, fat, the three macronutrients that make up all the food that we eat, I am not tying morality to any of these foods. I'm simply using nutrition education to speak on how these foods affect our blood sugar, how they affect our energy levels. And spoiler alert, all foods fit. Okay. So when we are talking about packing lunches, let's talk about the lunch boxes themselves first. I've gotten so many people, DMs, like, where do you get these lunch boxes? I remember before my girls went to daycare, I was like hounding the internet trying to find the most perfect lunch boxes. And I ordered some, I remember, from Amazon, and they were so expensive. And then I was like perusing Marshall's and TJ Maxx, which are my two favorite stores. Not sponsored, but wish I could get that sponsorship. Anyways, I was at, I believe it was TJ Maxx, and I was like, these are the same fucking things that I just bought, but way cheaper. So I returned the ones from Amazon. I kept the bento boxes that I got at TJ Maxx. They're like always there. They're there year round. They're not back to school, and they're not in the kids section. Okay. So they're in the adult section. It's like an adult lunch box, right? It's just a bento box where it has a line down, like a little left of center, right? There's a bigger component or a bigger box, and then left of center, there's a little divider, and then there's another little divider. So it's like two little compartments and then one big compartment. This is what we use for both of my girls, for their morning snack, their lunch, their afternoon snack. We have to pack all snacks and lunches for our girls for daycare. Whoever goes to a daycare where they provide snack or lunch for your kids, I am so jealous. Like, there are multiple places around here that I've talked to friends and clients and things where these schools provide, not only do they provide lunch for the kids or snack, it's like they have a garden on site and the kids are picking the cherry tomatoes and they're growing the food. And I'm just like, that is incredible. Very jealous of that. So that's like, let's start there. If you're looking for a daycare, ask if they provide snack and lunch included into the thousands of dollars a month you are spending, because that would be great. Okay. So let's go back to that. So yeah, I got mine from, like, again, TJ Maxx, Marshall's. I will say I was just sent, like literally last week, I was just sent, I believe it's pronounced Omibox, O-M-I-E, Omibox. For those of you who have kiddos that you want to send, let's say you live in the north and it's snowing, it's wintertime, it's freezing out there. You want to send a nice warm pasta dish. You want to send a soup. You want to send something that you want to keep warm or cold. The Omibox has this like built-in thermos that is so cute. And then it also has the compartments. It's this perfect little square, but it was the cutest thing I've ever seen. I did not see those on Amazon previously. I haven't found those anywhere. So thank you, Omibox, for sending me that. And I'm excited to check those out more, because you can just tell they're really, really good quality. They're really thick and very like temperature controlled from what I can tell. So I'm excited to give that a try actually this coming week for my oldest daughter, my oldest toddler. So find boxes, little lunch boxes that you like. I definitely recommend some sort of bento situation, right? So you can have multiple little boxes. Now, when I am packing lunches or snacks for my girls, I'm thinking about two different things mostly. I'm thinking about the macronutrients. So I'm thinking about protein, carbs, fats, and then also, I guess you can say like plus color is another one. So that could, that also means like fruits and vegetables, which are a part of the macros. So we'll get to that. So I want you to think protein, carb, fat, color. Protein, carb, fat, color. Okay. Then next up, I want you to think texture. So with texture, I want you to think, I mean, you can name a ton of different textures, but for the sake of this podcast, I'm like, I had wrote down before hopping on to record, I wrote crunchy, smooth, chewy, right? We could continue down this list. I would probably say crunchy, smooth, and chewy are, or maybe crispy. That's another one. Well, I guess crispy is kind of like crunchy, but I kind of think of crispy with like fruit, like more of like a crispy apple, right? Or like a crispy, like snap pea, but I guess it could also be crunchy. So again, whatever tickles your fancy here, but those are the two things I want you to think about: protein, carb, fat, color, and textures. Those are the things that I'm thinking about, not only when I'm packing lunch for the littles, but for myself with every meal that I put into my body. Okay. Now, this is not about, hey, protein is the best. That's the shit we see all over the internet, that protein's amazing and carbs are terrible for you. Nope, not here. All foods fit. All macronutrients give our body energy and have a function for our body. So it's more so when I'm thinking about packing a lunch, I'm thinking about what is the variety that I can put in here, okay, with these foods. Because the more variety you have with macronutrients, the more balanced the blood sugar is, the more sustained energy you get, the more satisfaction you get from your meal, because that's in turn going to organically give you different textures and nutrients. So that is so important. And I can't stress enough that yes, we're talking about back to school lunches, sure, for littles, but all of this like translates into adults. Like everything I'm talking about right now, I have gone over with adult clients who are learning, after removing the guilt and shame from food, how to eat again in a way that not only satisfies them, but is also nutrient dense and makes them feel pleasant from a nutrition standpoint. And let me reiterate, there's nothing wrong with that. I think when we make peace with food, I see this pendulum swing sometimes where people be like, fuck dieting. And then they almost go like, fuck nutrition. And they almost want to retaliate kind of against, air quotes, nutrient dense foods and say like, fuck it, right? I'm only going to eat these other foods. One, because you can, right? If you've restricted them for a long time, that makes sense. But two, it almost feels like when you start to eat a nutrient dense food that you're dieting again, and that's something you're rebelling against. Well, I'm here to tell you that you are allowed to eat nutrient dense foods. You're allowed to want to work them in. But if you are in the phase where you kind of feel like you're rebelling and you're eating some of the more fun foods, or the foods that were off limits, right, during your dieting days, it makes sense. So give yourself grace, allow that to happen, and know that it's not going to be like that forever. But if you're in the phase of your intuitive eating journey where you're like, no, I'm actually craving some of these nutrient dense foods, that's okay. That's normal. That's allowed. That's a good thing. Right? Like that, there's nothing bad about that. Okay. So if we're looking at protein sources, right? I think a lot of the times people are thinking meat here, which, if again, if you are vegan or vegetarian for moral, ethical reasons, great, you do you. If you eat meat, great, you do you. No judgment here when it comes to food preferences. So meat options obviously are going to be different types of protein options, but this is where beans are another one that I highly, highly, highly suggest getting into. One, from a cost perspective, beans are so much cheaper. cheaper than meat. Two, this is where we're going to get more nutrients from a fiber perspective. Three, you don't have to cook them, especially if you get canned beans. You don't have to soak them. So from a convenience, quickness perspective, incredible. And there's such variety here. So we can go chickpea, we can go black bean, we can go white bean, navy bean, edamame. I mean, there's so many different ones to pick from. So that I would really, really challenge you on if you have not gotten into beans lately. And that's a really easy way to work those proteins in, whether we're working them in on a salad, whether we're putting them in a quesadilla, whether we're tossing them in with pasta. Like, there are so many different ways that we can use this. Carbohydrates, we need them. We love them. We need them. We might have a funky relationship with them because of diet culture, but as you make peace with them, you will come to learn that carbohydrates are your body's number one source of energy. They are delicious and they keep you energized. Now, when it comes to carbs, obviously making a sandwich is a great way from a lunch perspective to get those carbohydrates. When it comes to pasta dishes, that's a really great way throughout a week. If you have a pasta dish with cut up veggies and beans or meats or cheeses in there, that's a really easy way to get all of the nutrients, the carb, the protein, and the fat in there. Another way to get carbohydrates are our crunchy carbs. So this is where, especially from a child perspective, thinking about things my girls like, right? I'm talking pretzels, goldfish, veggie straws, right? Chips now, it's not just tortilla chips, right? It's not just potato chips. There are so many different kinds of cheese puffs and chips on the market that it's like, find something that you enjoy. Chips and pretzels are a wonderful thing to dip when it comes to condiments, whether it is hummus, guac, just buffalo chicken dip, different types of dips, peanut butter, right? There are sun butter if you are allergic to nuts. We could go on and on and on. Fats. Now, fats are one of those ones where it's pretty easy to get those in through dishes organically because of if you're using oil in cooking. We also are huge cheese people in this house. So cheese is a great source of fat. To get in, avocado, again, on sandwiches is another one. Dressings have a lot of oil or butter, margarine kind of base to them. So dressings can give you a nice source of fat as well. And remember that fat, when we consume fat, it helps keep us fuller longer. Fat is calorically dense, meaning it has more calories per gram than carbohydrates and protein, which is a good thing. It keeps us fuller longer. Okay. So color is the last one. We said protein, carb, fat, color. Color is where I want you to think about all of the fruits and vegetables that you and your children for a back to school episode like to consume. So let's talk about the rainbow, right? The rainbow is the easiest way to go. Let's talk red. Think of every berry or vegetable that is red that you and your kiddos like to eat. Great. Let's grab those. Oranges, yellows, greens, blues, purples. This is really all about your preference. So having some of these on hand is so helpful. And then taking it a step further, making these foods fun as well. When it comes to intuitive eating, I even find myself saying it where I'll say like the fun foods or the play foods. And I'm talking about usually like pizza or cookies or those kind of things because I'm trying to put a positive connotation on those. But then I recognize as I say that, I'm like, well, but then is that meaning that vegetables and fruits aren't fun? Because they definitely are. I think about for my daughter, my older daughter, who's a little over three, we've done pepper bracelets with her where we cut a bell pepper. This was going like viral on TikTok probably a year ago at this point. And this mom was cutting pepper rings and she put them on her daughter's wrist and was like, do you want another pepper bracelet? And her daughter would eat the pepper and she was eating all these peppers. We did the exact same thing with my daughter. She loved it. Her little friend came over for a play date and the dad was like, oh, she's not going to eat those. And then my husband was like, no, like, let's give the girls their pepper bracelets. And the daughter ate it. And the dad was like dumbfounded. He was like, holy shit, how'd you get her to eat a pepper? Right? So these foods are fun too. These foods can be playful too. A lot of it's how we use our imagination and how we talk about it with our children. Broccoli is another example. Broccoli is one that our daughter likes when we call it baby trees, right? And we'll kind of like pluck the broccoli off really, really, really tiny where you can get it, where the, you know, you don't have a lot of stem action, and it's baby trees. And we talk about that, and it's all marketing, right? It's all rebranding. So color is a great thing to think about. Citrus, right, is great. Apples are crunchy, crispy. Those are great. Again, good for dipping too if you have nut butters or seed butters for the kiddos, or yogurt to dip it in too. So color, it really comes down to what, and this could be a great way for your kiddos. You get to pick the color. What color foods do you want today, right? So these are the things I'm thinking about when I'm building bento boxes, these snacks and these lunches for the kiddos. Now, as I'm thinking about the protein, carb, fat, color aspects, that's where I'm also thinking about texture. For example, you're not going, which again, I don't know if anybody would do this, but let's just use it as an extreme example. You're not going to build a bento box and put in yogurt, applesauce, and peanut butter. That feels a little odd, right? We're doing a lot of like, that's a lot of soft foods. It's a lot of creamy, like liquidy. That's not going to be as satisfying, let's say. I'm thinking of actually one of the bento boxes I built for my daughter this morning, that it had crunchy, crispy apple slices. It had a little cup of peanut butter, right? Smooth and creamy. It had a couple like pretzel rods, so like crunchy, salty, and then it had a cheese stick. So we're thinking like chewy, right? So that's a perfect example of, we have the cheese, which is protein and fat. We have the pretzels that are carbohydrate. We have the apples that are carbohydrate, and we have the fat, the peanut butter, which is fat. Then we also think from a color perspective, we have white cheese, red apples, dark brown pretzels, and then, of course, the like tannish peanut butter. So when I say color, when it comes to a bento box, one color that is very vibrant that comes from the rainbow is what I'm looking for. So I look at that box and I say, okay, different textures, different macronutrients, color. Boom, done, great, close the box, on to the next one. So those are the things that I am thinking about when I am packing lunch for my daughters. Now, let's turn this around to the adult version. I'm the same damn way. If you give me, I'm going to use Chipotle for an example. Who doesn't love Chipotle? We ordered Chipotle the other night, love Chipotle. I will say, I don't love Chipotle if I don't have the chips. If you give me a Chipotle bowl and it's just the first thing to come to my mind was the guts, right? Like just the guts of the bowl where it's rice, it's beans, maybe some type of meat, the fajita veggies, sour cream, guac, cheese. That sounds good, right? Like I love all of those foods. But if I'm eating that, that's like mushy to me. I have to have a chip to dip and like eat alongside my Chipotle, or I genuinely don't like it. And that's so interesting to say out loud even and reflect on, because I like all of the foods that make up the bowl, the Chipotle bowl, but I don't enjoy it, or I enjoy it, let's say this, I enjoy it way, way more if I have chips with it. So the same goes for our children, whether they know it or not. They might, especially pending their age, they might not be able to put words to that, or of course to have awareness, because there's many adults that don't even know this. But texture is a huge part of satisfaction when we eat foods. So when you are looking at these boxes, we're thinking macronutrients, protein, carb, fat. Is there one colorful food in there? One colorful food. Okay. And then textures. Is there a variety of texture? You do not need to be hitting chewy, smooth, creamy, like crispy, you know, like in every single box, but recognizing, okay, is we don't want to have a box that maybe is just veggie straws, pretzels, chips, right? I love all three of those things, but can we separate those throughout the three boxes of like morning snack, lunch, afternoon snack? Those are three crunchy things. Now I go three colorful things. Then let's look at, again, macronutrients. Are we getting that variety? So it really just depends what way your brain works of, okay, am I going to look at the macronutrients first? Or am I going to think about textures first? Or am I going to think about color first? But if we have variety in the macronutrients, in color, and in texture, those are ways that we can really make sure we're getting variety, building satisfactory meals that taste good, that bring us joy, and that give us energy. Okay, because that is what it's all about. Now, with the back to school time, I've been very, very fortunate that I've been getting a lot of different like PR boxes from different companies that we work with. And I wanted to just share, none of this is sponsored. I want to be very clear. These are just brands that I genuinely love and have been including into my little's back to school lunches and snacks. So Bienna is a fan favorite of mine. They have a couple different products where they have chips, they have their edamame bags, they have their roasted chickpea bags, where these are snacks that have bean and pea bases, and they're crunchy. So those are so fun. They have ranch flavor, they have cinnamon flavor, they have like, or it's like honey roasted, sea salt. There's all these different ones. These new chips they have are a Himalayan salt, a nacho, a Hawaiian barbecue. They have really fun flavors. And they were so sweet to send me a huge PR box. So I've given away to like neighbors, my little's friends when they came over for play dates. And all of the moms are sending me pictures of their kids eating and be like, this is child approved. So Bienna, again, Bienna Snacks, thank you for sending that. And incredible, like incredible products, and really boost up that protein and fiber in some of those crunchy chip options. Soli is another one that I am obsessed with. So I found them at Costco. They sell this, they sell them at many large grocers, but Soli is what I was exposed to is their fruit jerky. So it almost looks like beef jerky in the package, like it's packaged the same way, but the only ingredient is the fruit itself. When I tell you, my toddler eats these so fast. She loves the pineapple. She loves the mango. The only ingredient is the fruit itself. It's just a really fun way to work in fruit. And again, in the lunch boxes, we don't like putting a mango. Of course, we can slice fresh mango and pineapple chunks, but it's just a really easy, clean way to put this in there and just, again, give the kiddo a different texture. This is definitely marking that chewy texture box. So I love, love, love those. And actually, I need to go to Costco and get more. I just thought of that. Another thing that I was liking yesterday that I did, and I shared this on my Instagram story, Freestyle, their olive medley. I am Greek. I share that a lot on social. And I was craving this like chickpea, feta, olive, cucumber salad. I literally did those four things in a bowl: olive oil, red wine vinegar, fresh ground pepper. I wish I had a lemon, but I did not have one in the house. Put that all together. That is a perfect example of something from, whether your child has the palate for that, great. That might be a little advanced depending on your kid's age. But for yourself, building out something like that, that then you have that from for the week to pull from, is really easy, really simple. You can obviously sub in and out different items if you're not an olive person, right? If you're not a cucumber person, there's ways we can add variety to this. But the Freestyle little olive medley packet, I loved the seasoning on it. And it was a really easy way. Again, didn't have to drain or rinse a can of olives, just tear it open, throw it in. Super easy, super delicious, fun, like savory way. Thinking about flavor profiles too for our food. So I've been having a lot of fun just experimenting with different products. I get stuck in my ways where I love Trader Joe's. I live so close to a Trader Joe's. I feel like I know the products there. I kind of like get the same stuff. But after getting exposed to some of these newer products, it's making me want to head out to the grocery store and really like go on an adventure to find new foods. So if you have a favorite one that you're like, me and my kiddo are obsessed with XYZ, please DM me, share it with me, tag the brand. I'm always loving different food brands. And speaking of different food brands, while you are listening to this episode right now, I am on a plane to Minneapolis to go there for the Simple Mills brand trip. So I'm so, so grateful. Simple Mills reached out. I am touring their sunflower farm where they source their sunflower and their sunflower seeds from. I love sunflowers. That was the flower in my wedding. Fun fact. So look out for different pictures of me wearing Carhartt overalls, digging in the dirt. We like are going into this like pit of, I don't know what to expect, but it's going to be great. So I'm just so grateful. Like there's brands like this that are, I get this opportunity to learn more about their products, to see the farms where the foods are being sourced from. Simple Mills is another great example of like crackers and different products that really care about their ingredients. Again, not sponsored, but absolutely love these brands. And that goes back to the episode. I'm going to tie this with a bow today. The episode I did a few weeks ago that says you are allowed to eat packaged foods. I want to stress to you, we are so lucky to live in this day and age where there are so many incredible packaged foods, convenient foods that help us nourish our bodies quickly, easily, conveniently, on the go. I want to stress that to you, to kind of cling to that rebrand, because the narrative that we're seeing on social media in the wellness space is like demonizing. These are bad. Don't eat them. Meanwhile, from a dietitian's perspective, I'm like, these things are incredible. And why do we have to demonize them when we can mix together some of these packaged foods with fresh food to make something delicious, yummy, easy, convenient, nourishing, right? Whew. Okay. So that's the back to school episode. Had to do it. Had a lot of requests on it. Please DM me if you try any of this, if you got good like ideas from this, if this helps take the load off. Like if you're like, oh my gosh, I didn't know if I was doing it right. I constantly share pictures of what my island looks like, what these bento boxes look like, because like there is packaged food in my kiddo's lunch. I am eating packaged food. You are allowed to eat packaged foods. There are some amazing options that can be worked in, right? And so I hope this helps kind of just take the weight off your shoulders of like, okay, I can do this. I'm doing great. You are feeding your child. You are nourishing your child. You're feeding yourself. You are doing great. So if you listen to today's episode and you're like, whoa, okay, this was a message I definitely needed to hear. I learned something. This is helping shape my relationship with food. We would absolutely be honored to support you. Please get your benefits checked. Click the link in the show notes below. Go on Insta, TikTok, wherever. Check your benefits. We just added Ohio, Alabama. We have Utah and Montana, I believe, on the way with two of our dietitians. So we're going to be close to like 26 states now that we're licensed in, which is incredible. We're going for all 50. We're doing it. So please, please, please get your benefits checked. And thank you for being here. And we'll chat next week. Bye. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Find Food Freedom Podcast. Every single time you listen to an episode, it truly makes our dreams come true, helping people make peace with food, body, and movement. If you have not already, please make sure to head over to social media and give us a follow at find.food.freedom on Instagram or Find Food Freedom on TikTok. And if you resonated with today's episode and want more professional support, please head over to findfoodfreedomresources.com. This is where you can get your benefits checked to see if your health insurance will fully cover that one-on-one nutrition counseling with our team. And we also have so many other virtual resources there. So again, that's findfoodfreedomresources.com for all things Find Food Freedom and to get those health insurance benefits checked. If you have not already, I invite you to rate, review, subscribe, like, share this podcast with anybody that you think needs to hear it. The more that you share this podcast, the more that this message of intuitive eating and food freedom will be out in the world, which we so desperately need. Again, thank you for being here. I cannot wait to chat with you again soon on the next episode of the Find Food Freedom podcast.